I'm joined backstage at the Brook in Southampton, and it's an absolute pleasure to say welcome, Tom Adele.
Hello, how's it going?
How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, so is this one of the first times you've played in Southampton?
Yeah, it is the first time playing.
It's the first time?
Yeah, hopefully it won't be the last.
Well, no, because you've also got the nice headline slot already booked for the Guildhall.
Guildhall, yeah. Is it a nice place?
Very, very nice place. Oh, very good. Big, a lot of people to please.
Really?
It's selling fast.
Ah, cool, yeah, good. No, it's exciting. I'm excited for this evening as well.
Well, I've just heard a little bit of the sound check. It was sounding absolutely amazing. Are you feeling ready for it?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, I'm feeling good. Yeah, it's fun. Nice. I like this venue. It's cool. It's very lots of very famous artists have played here.
Well, you're now one to add to the wall.
I don't know about that.
well, one of the first things I have to talk about is, how did it feel when you found out you'd won the Brit Award?
It felt good. It felt... it's weird to be winning a Brit Award at this stage in my career, but it's... you know, I was very honoured and crazy to be on, you know, have an award that like Emily Sandler and Adele and Florence have. So yeah, it's crazy.
Does that add like pressure? Do you kind of feel, especially because you're the first male to win it as well, you've got to achieve?
I guess a little bit. Yeah, I mean, I've always kind of put pressure on myself anyway, so I don't know if. Yeah, kind of. I guess there is a little bit of pressure, yeah. But, you know, I try not to think about it.
Yeah, but does it also kind of give you, like, a nice little bit of hope? Because, you know, you've won the award, you know, critics have said, you know, if you look at the people who've won it before, like you said, Adele, Ellie Goulding, Florence Machines, I mean, it's putting you in a good little space isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice, yeah, it's good. You know, I'm very proud to have won it.
Well, how was it actually being at the Brits? I mean, I'm just, but looking at it, watching it on TV, it was amazing. So imagine just being there.
It was good. It was, you know, it was nice to do the performances. We played, the new single "Hold Me" on the ITV2 after show thing, a little acoustic performance. I did that, and it was good. And we did the pre-show as well. It was amazing. It was amazing. You know, you walk backstage and it's sort of Justin Timberlake walking around. Various other superstars. So yeah, it's kind of crazy, but yeah, it's good fun.
Did you pick up any tips? Like, did you, you know, have a word with Emily? Because I know you sat on the same table as her and that too.
Yeah, well, I was actually sat on a table with Lily, but I joined her for the interview. But yeah, you know, Emily. Whenever I see Emily, she's so supportive and she's lovely and she's one of the nicest people I've met in music. And she's always talking about you know, how it felt for her, and it's really nice that, you know, knowing that she's done it already.
Well, you said about sitting with Lily. I mean, how was it working with her?
It's great. You know, she just lets me kind of do my own thing, really. She signed me to her label just over a year ago, and, you know, it's kind of like, what was amazing about it is she kind of just said, all right, you know, I said, I really wanted to make an album. She was like, okay, go away and do it. And she's really facilitated that. But she, you know, she's kind of just let me get on with it, really.
So she's giving you that freedom, that artistic license to do what you want.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's certainly come out, especially with the release of the Another Love, like, EP. That was amazing. So,
thanks, man.
It's proven well. I mean,
cheers.
Also doing well. You know, at the Brits, you know, you said, you know, you got to walk past like Justin Timberlake. Did you actually get to meet anyone? You know, anyone that you've idolised before?
I met a couple of people. I don't know. You know, they're all just people, aren't they? You know, but yeah, it was good. It was good. I did Jonathan Ross a couple of weeks back, and I was sat in the green room with Justin and. On first name terms now.
Oh, yeah. You have to meet him once. And, you know, well, it goes Justin, then it goes JT. Yeah, that's when you really know him.
No, yeah. Or just J.
That's Jay-Z. Yeah.
No, it's cool. He's a very cool guy.
How was the Jonathan Ross show? Because I watched it and it looked so much fun. Was it a lot of fun to be there?
A lot of tequila, yeah.
Yeah.
it was good fun. It was good, you know, I kind of grew up watching Jonathan Ross. It's mad to... You'd be on it.
Yeah, be there.
But yeah, it's good fun. Yeah.
Yeah. What is your ambition? What was it like when you first started out? What was the goal for Tom Adele?
Just to be able to release a record. Really, that was one of my biggest like ambitions, was to be able to put an album out and tour it. And, you know, we're about to do that, so I'm kind of, you know, I'm still so happy. But I just want to, you know, I hope people like the music, and I hope I'm still able to do what I'm doing now. It's like, you know, I don't take it for granted. I've worked really hard to get to this point, and, you know, I hope people like the album, and it'll be out soon.
Yeah, so end of April it's coming out.
April 15th. Long way down.
You know, how long has it taken you to write? Has it been a process that's been going for years, or, you know, have all these songs been relatively new?
I guess for Long Way Down it was kind of it's been about a year and a half most of the songs. been written in the past year and a half or the past couple of years. It's weird that, because I had a, you know, I wrote so many songs growing up as a teenager, but I didn't. I always expect them to be on the album, but it's weird how you sort of you keep going, you keep writing new songs, and the new songs always, you know, sound better than the old songs. So it ends up, you know, being quite your latest work. But yeah, I've been writing since I was like 12, 13, so it's like, you know, they say your first album's your, you know, you've been writing your whole life. So,
Is that how long you've been playing as well, piano and everything?
I played since I was about 7.
So quite young. You got started nice and early.
Yeah.
How was the album sound? Because, you know, we've only heard a few songs so far.
How does it sound?
Are you happy with it?
I don't know. It's quite live. I recorded it with my band. You know, I wanted Long Way Down to sound quite raw and quite
genuine.
Yeah, and not too much. You know, I haven't used any auto-tune or any processed beats or anything like that. So it's all live, and it's not perfect, but I wanted it to sound human. And
kind of like what the Foo Fighters did with their last album, where they did it all live and raw and onto tape as well.
Yeah, I guess. Along those vibes, yeah.
So who is like your main inspirations? I know you've tweeted about David Bowie before. So is it people like him that you grew up with?
I've never really had like one artist that I just listen to. I mean, I go through phases of listening to different people. So there's not really one. I mean, I grew up. One of the first records I ever bought was "Goodbye Yellow Brick Road" by Elton, and then Elton John, and then.
So that's quite good, because my first ever record, I think, was Spice Girls or something like that. So
really,
not very cool. At least you got a cool one.
And then I listened to lots of Bob Dylan growing up, Leonard Cohen, Tom Waits, lots of American singer-songwriters.
Yeah.
And then also, you know, bands like Arcade Fire. I love. Who else? Yeah, lots of artists. Cat Power from
Rockland. Yeah. Oh, because listening to Can't Pretend and Never Love, I'm hearing like hints of Radiohead. Are they? You know, have you ever?
I like Radiohead. I've never been a diehard fan, but I like Radiohead. Yeah.
Yeah, just with some of the piano chords and the structures, I just kind of heard some sort of influence.
Oh, that's cool. I'm pleased you. That's very touching. Yeah.
It's good. So I won't keep you too long, because I know you want to go get some food before the gig. You've got the show tonight, then you've got the Guildhall in it's October, isn't it?
October, yeah.
October. What other plans have you got for the year?
We do our London show tomorrow. I've got a bit of a crazy week this week. We're doing our London show tomorrow, and then we're going to Texas for 2 days. For South by Southwest, and then we fly back, and then we've got, on Friday evening, we've got something I can't tell you about, but it's quite big happening. And then we just got stuff in Europe for the rest of the month until the album comes out, and various things, and then we do an American tour at the end of April.
So it's kind of just full on at the moment, really time to break.
It's great though, you know. It's nice because people want to see us live and stuff, and that's amazing. I'm so pleased, and putting a lot of work into getting the live show sound amazing.
From the soundtrack, I mean, I only heard like a couple of tracks, but it was sounding solid. Well, best of luck tonight. I'm sure it's going to be amazing.
Thanks, Simon.
Again, I'll see you hopefully in October as well.
It's good, great to meet you.
You too. Thanks, right, cheers, thank you very much.
Thanks.